Choose to run again, and if he's sending other videos, it's bizarre.
It is bizarre, and we're talking about Anthony Weiner, who stays in the race to become mayor. This was a guy who was thought to become possibly a future president. The Democrats wanted to run him anyway, as he was very, very popular, was speaking at a lot of events, was elected again and again and again in his district, had had a lock on a very, very bright future. And that's where we start. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How you doing out in those nooks and crannies? In the nooks and crannies, you might not all care about what's going on in New York City, but you can't help but laugh and say, look, this is a guy who is caught with his pants down, literally, has to resign his congressional post. Does that, suddenly crops up again a couple of years later and decides he wants a huge position as the mayor of New York City. And it turns out he's not done with the whole sexting thing, or he wasn't, because he was posing as Carlos Danger to have a couple of triple X exchanges with a 22-year-old. This was just, you know, half a year after he stepped aside from his national position, and he didn't drop out of sight as far as sexting is concerned, because he was out there. He was out there patrolling. So can you have a predator-ish or a fetish-type guy running a city? Or how about this? Would you want that kind of guy to run the city? And the answer is no. To me, the answer is no, because in one way, you could say, well, who cares about somebody's, I care that they're economically sound, they know what to do as far as picking a lane and compromise and everything else, and, you know, doing what the city needs to be done, stepping up, having a true leader. But the answer to that is, I mean, this guy has a problem. He has a problem that his son was about to be born, and he couldn't, after he resigned, he still hadn't dealt with the problem. So it's risky, because what is he saying? When is he doing it? And, you know, whose wool is he pulling over his eyes? And he had an anonymous handle for a reason, so that he could exchange photos with a young girl, young woman, you know, for 6 months right after he had gotten caught. So, I mean, he's a patrol predator kind of guy surfing around. There's just no way Carlos Danger needs to be running New York City. I mean, I get flawed. I get forgiveness. Absolutely. I get all of that. But there's a point where you say, are we this desperate that we can't find somebody else, or that we like to run for mayor, somebody else to be out there? We got to pick this guy. I would say no way. If I was a New Yorker, I would absolutely. If I was on the fence, if for some reason I was on the fence, oh, I'd be so off that fence. I mean, all you have to do is hear the details. And he can say what he wants about, oh, my, we were trying to work things out. Yeah, you're trying to work out that you messed with her head and that exploded all over the place. And she really was struggling, trying to decide to stay or go. Boy, it makes Elliot Spitzer look like a pussycat, doesn't it? I mean, it makes him look like no big deal. Ah, so he messed around with a prostitute. It's not the same thing. Either way, both are just as bad. I mean, both are just as bad, and they end up in the same pile. For Spitzer, he, you know, it's that whole political junkie, and they want to run. But they're a bunch of buffoons in New York if they elect Anthony Weiner, because I think it's a big mistake. I mean, he still may be a smart guy, he still may have things to offer, but not in the role of mayor. Not in the role of mayor. I would be very shocked if that went through. And if it does, that means, you know, who are the other weak candidates out there that couldn't get by him? I'm going to say the opponents maybe now who are struggling have a much better chance to do so. So note to self, you should stay in the race. You might have a much better chance of winning now than you thought you had. Because it's, I mean, to me, it's just undeniable. Boom. So anyway, that's the buzz in the land. That was one of the biggest stories, I think, without a doubt. The other thing that we could talk about here, and we will during this hour of America tonight, is lighter fare. The royal family. I counted today in a span of 10 minutes, I'm not kidding, I kind of flipped around, there were 50 stories simultaneously being done. And keeping track of it, I just put a little check mark. Boom, check mark, check mark, check mark. So people obviously, I said, you know, do we care that much about this? People obviously care about the royals. Or they wouldn't jump online. They wouldn't try to do everything they could to get clean, crisp audio. They wouldn't do it. So they care. So we're going to talk about it. We're going to have some fun with Dr. Wendy James. She's been on our show a bunch of times recently. Great psychologist. To ask her about the mind of somebody who is three chairs away from the monarchy. What do they grow up with? What's it like being in that bubble? What does that do to the psyche? That kind of thing. And it apparently does a lot. It can do a lot. It's just you're born into the life and that's it. And if you rebel against it, you just quietly are left off a couple of the state dinners. Never to be seen from again. Never. Seriously. Suddenly, the invitations are far and few between. Far and few between. And on top of all of that, if that wasn't enough, what are we doing in the Middle East? What are we doing with Syria? Are we really getting the guns and putting them in the hands of the rebels? So it seems that we are moving forward with that idea to arm the rebels. We're convinced that the rebels are the way to go, apparently, or we wouldn't be doing that. We might not physically have boots on the ground, but I think it says a lot. Al-Assad's forces on the other side have been helped by Hezbollah in Lebanon as well as Iran. Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, said Syrian rebels need the help of the United States and the allied nations to withstand an increased assault. But he also threw in these two cents saying this aid is intended to help the opposition resist Assad and eventually prevail. Boy, that's a big warning, isn't it? Eventually prevail. So the only thing I can think of is that the president starts to act on plans to increase Syrian aid and first made public last month now that the concerns of Congress had been resolved. What? When did they do that, on their mini break? Hang with us, Dr. Wendy, up next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Talk about our fascination with the royal family and their new baby, then Dr. Wendy. Dr. Wendy is in the house. And, you know, we've had her on several times to talk about all kinds of different things. So, like I said, she is the perfect person, Dr. Wendy James. She is the CEO and president of Life Consultants. You can check her out at lifeconsultantsinc.com. Dr. Wendy, first of all, what is it about the royals that we can't seem to get, or some of us can't seem to get enough of?
Well, I think everybody's watching, as I am. I was watching, and I'm sure, Kate Delaney, you were. The reason the world is watching and interested, because this is one of the longest benevolent constitutional monarchies in the world. It's 1,000 years. It's tradition. And yeah, so, we like tradition.
Yeah, I was going to say, are we craving it in the kind of world that we live in now?
Probably. You know, we live in a world where everything is in an uproar and in many ways than others. But I think that we're all watching because this has been centuries of tradition. And the child, this child, is in the public eye and under the microscope. As it came out, everybody watched the baby, and this child psychologically will never be raised as a normal child would be, and he should not be.
So that's interesting you say that. So not raised as a normal child, but how, you know, this, I know people are going to say, oh, how tough is it to be a member of the royal family? But when you're in that situation where it's a spotlight, it could be a celebrity, it could be business, successful business people who have children. Is it tough sometimes for, you know, these kids to fall into their, I'll call them, roles?
I've been talking about this, Kate, about on the radio, and I have a little problem comparing it to celebrities, because this child, everything in this child's life will be regulated, and, you know, because he will be king at one time or third in line for the throne, and every minute of his life will be documented, scrutinized, by his future subjects through the media from the first presentation to the public until he dies. And what happens with celebrities with their children, I can't really compare it because that's different. They're not trained like everybody. William has been trained. And who knows better than William what happened with Diana and how he was in the media and the public and Kate. So I don't think he's going to let his child be out in the public until he's ready.
Is there something, too, it's interesting, I picked up something that you said. When everything is documented, the people that even royal family, whatever it might be, the people that maybe navigate this successfully, because we've seen royals that have certainly fallen apart, is it the person who gets the strong self-esteem and they're developed that way so they can shake off whatever nonsense? Because, you know, in the UK, Fleet Street is, they are known to just be like the wild paparazzi of Europe, and they follow every single thing, as you said, documenting, but documenting in a different way. They follow every single thing that happens. So the kid that grows up, or the child that grows up, rather, the prince or the princess, if they grow up and they have that strong backbone, that's what you need, really, to navigate that kind of a situation, isn't it?
Right, and they're trained to do that. British royalty has centuries to perfect the raising of a monarch, and if they don't, they're probably behind children. They want to expose them. I hate to say that. But their purpose, guess what? He doesn't get to choose his life. He will not have a choice to be a doctor, lawyer, social worker. There's only one career path for him, and that leads to the throne. He'll serve in the armed forces, Britain, and be king. And, you know, William and Harry and Diana, and tragic, and they're in the spotlight. But his purpose is to lead and serve his subjects. And that's why I think people like this and are attracted to him. He won't determine his own fate. It's determined. If he can't do that, you know, they'll keep them. I think William and Kate have already been trained immensely to keep them out of the spotlight until he's ready. And the biggest thing I want to say on that is everybody, psychologists, I'm a psychologist, and it's hard as a psychologist to determine the psychological effects of royal training on a child, because guess what? As a psychologist, I like statistics, research, and the royal family is secretive, which they should be. I would not submit to psychological testing. And guess what? There's, as a result, there's no statistically significant pool to allow psychological analysis. So therefore, as a psychologist, I would not presume to do so. I mean, this is something we don't have enough research on, but it seems to work. And yes, people have fallen by, you know, but I think it's few and far in between, and they know when they do, you know, they're shunned, and it's different than celebrities.
Yeah, there you go. The other side of this is, you know, talking about the fascination and watching it and paying attention to it. Is it a positive thing? I mean, you know, I said, started the interview that way, talking about the fact that we're getting bombarded by so much negative. There's negative things happening coming out of Washington, things we're fighting, whatever. Is this kind of a nice break from everyday life? I know it's kind of, your people fantasize about being royalty and they look at their life and think, wow, I wish, you know, I wish I were in their shoes or that kind of stuff. But isn't it also a positive thing? Could it be perceived that way?
Kate Delaney, I think so. I mean, I'm writing about politics. I mean, I've been doing a point of view on politicians right now. We won't even get into that. But, you know, the media, we are focused on the media. And please listen to your radio. But sometimes we're over-focused on the media. And I think it is something that's positive, because usually on TV and the internet, we hear all the negative. And that people are looking at something positive that the whole world is watching. The whole world is interested in this child. It brings us together in a way I wish would happen more often.
Yeah, well said. That's true. It does, because it becomes, I call it, Dr. Wendy, the buzz in your backyard, where, you know, you're talking about whether it's the situation with George Zimmerman and his acquittal, whether you're talking about something else that's going on, things that you and I have talked about before. And
right.
So from that perspective, absolutely, there's no question about it. The most important thing is, what do we know? I mean, with this royal baby, what do we know as far as the names are concerned? Because I know you have a crystal ball since you're a psychologist. What do you think the name is? You know they're taking bets on this.
A crystal ball reader, Kate Dillon. No, I haven't got the, now I just hear what the media is saying and what they're saying. They seem to have four names, which they get, and everybody's biting on the bit. So George sounds like the first one. And I know they're taking bids and money on it. I can't go that far. My psychic abilities are different than psychology abilities, Kate.
Do you think, the last thing is, do you think, we watch the royal family, and of course, we don't have a royal family here other than the first family. And the first family is heavily scrutinized, everything they do, what the name of the dog is, the cat is, where the kids go to school, if they have kids, that kind of stuff. So in a way, we could make sort of comparisons to that, don't you think? In a different way.
Yes, we can. We can in a different way. I think the difference is that the privacy of the, yes, absolutely, but the privacy of the child, who's taken off to castle and raised and in private and trained, is different than we do now in America. So this, his whole focus is to serve. And the royal family is married, as we know, non-titled commoners such as Kate and Diana. But the people of Britain don't want their king to be common. We kind of want, as Americans, our presidents and first ladies to be common. And it's not like Kate and William don't do charity work and go out with the commoners, but they don't want their king to be common. They want him to be extraordinary and above all things royal. So I think as William was trained, it's different because unlike our presidents, they're trained. William was trained from birth. And this child is trained from birth as the son to carry about his subjects. So he inherits a responsibility to do so. And his destiny from today forward is to do so, unlike we do with our president, which we elect.
Yep, well said. Dr. Wendy James, always a pleasure to hash it out with you. Thanks.
Pleasure.
Thanks.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts, including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallace, Warren, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Throw in your two cents at 855-266-5283. I'm blaming that on the creamer in my coffee. 855-266-TATE. And the 2 cents is George Zimmerman still seems to be the running popular thing to talk about. George Zimmerman, is he unfairly getting branded as a racist, among other things, murdering thug, and the list of target, you know, the list of people targeting George Zimmerman seems to get longer and longer and longer, and targeting the state of Florida for boycotts. That's one of the things that is being called for across the country, and there are people signing petitions and whatnot. So what do you think? Believe it or not, it hasn't even been 2 weeks, but in the court of public opinion, it feels like it's been 3 months to me. So let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Alan in Illinois says, Kate, wow, it's like race baiting, the worst I've ever seen, honestly, in the last decade, I would have to say. George Zimmerman was tried. He was found not guilty. End of story. Like it or not, that's our jury system. That's the way we do things here, justice-wise. Innocent until proven guilty, so the prosecutors overreached, didn't prove their case. What do you expect? Leave the man alone. This one from Chewy in Vermont. And Chewy says, George Zimmerman is a loser. He should have never shot Trayvon Martin. And why anybody would defend him, I have no idea. Are they paying attention to what actually happened? Just the facts, ma'am. That's it. Thanks. Just the facts. The facts are that it is definitely a polarizing subject. It is definitely still unclear in one sense some of the particulars that happened that night. Because remember, you only have one person standing from the confrontation. And, you know, here's the thing. Go through the system and found not guilty, then so be it. That is how George Zimmerman ended up after a year. Now, civilly, what happens? I can't imagine because the evidence is the same. The evidence is the same, so I doubt that something different happens as far as in a civil court or did he violate Trayvon Martin's civil rights, all that kind of stuff. I don't think so. I don't think there's anything there that they're going to be able to hang their hats on. Let's, you know, put it that way. We got this one from Paul in California. And Paul says, boy, I'll tell you what, one of the saddest things I think that we've witnessed of late is this Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman deal, because it was like everybody sprung into action really knowing what the verdict would most likely be. And it's as if half the world has gone crazy. Don't we have enough problems right now to try to solve rather than dumping more on top of it? Isn't that like gasoline on a fire? Touche, Paul, I agree. You don't want to throw more gasoline on the fire because it's already burning out of control. Can you imagine? So do we need more of that? And the answer is no. No. Maybe more discussion, of course. But beyond that, no way. Let's jump around here a bit. This one from Stan the Man, and that's what he bills himself as. Stan the Man. Hey, Kate Delaney, digging what you're offering lately. Have to say that this Anthony Weiner thing is just absolutely ridiculous. Does the guy really think the people in New York are that stupid that they would vote for him after more salacious material dumps? Carlos Danger, whatever. Carlos Mickey Mouse. Doesn't make any sense except for that he has a serious addiction problem. A person with that kind of an addiction problem actually taking over the role of president one day or any role politically, especially for a big city like New York, is just a plain, flat-out mistake. It's just a flat-out mistake. Yeah, it's the whole sexting thing back again. That he's made now a couple of errors when it comes to that. Errors of omission. I don't have to tell the truth until they actually catch me. So let me do some calculating how many days I'm going to need out of this thing. And that's the reason why I think, because in one way I don't care about somebody's personal life, but in another way, I think it shows a huge character flaw. His wife has a baby. He's so excited about the baby until it's not convenient anymore. And she bears the brunt of it. She bears the brunt of it. Sexting scandal has exploded in all kinds of directions. All kinds of directions. All right, this one from Bob, who is listening in the Northeast. He just says, Kate, wow, the weather here is brutal. We've had conditions that make it feel like a sauna, and not in a good way, if you know what I mean. Not the kind of sauna where you want to hang around a little bit later. It's been just that poor in Washington, D.C. Yeah, I can believe that. Absolutely, I can believe that. Here's another thing that is interesting. The student loans. If you have a student loan, sit up in bed, pay attention for a second. Did you know that they're taking this up tomorrow in Congress? Yep, that's one of the major, major stories of the summertime, I think, and certainly for people who owe student loans, whether they owe 20 or 30 or 40 or 60 or whatever it is now, with the amount to go to school and the amount you have to pay for tuition and the amount that you'd have to pay back. So a bipartisan deal on student loans announced by a group of senators Thursday will help students, but only in the short term. Only in the short term. And according to that deal, undergraduates taking out loans this fall will pay just 3.86% in an interest, rather, on some new hardware, let's put it that way. Coming up on America Tonight in our next segment, a little odds and ends, which feels very much like the mailbag tonight. People are kind of all over the place talking about a bunch of different things. And one of the things that's being talked about that I haven't brushed on too much is the royal baby name. So how many people were watching in England when Kate and Will came out with the baby wrapped in their arms? And the people were pretty close to them, and they described what happened, you know, what happened to the best of what they wanted people to know, the birth and the arrival of the son who is still nameless at this point. Nameless at this point, but should have a name, they say, by the end of the week. In the war of words category, Joseph sent me this saying, Kate, it's just the same old out of Washington. I love that you think that the logjam can be broken, but I'm not so sure. Well, one of the things that happened was John Boehner issued a statement that said nobody has spent more time trying to figure out the immigration system than him, and that it was laughable. The White House Press Secretary Jay Carney said that if the House approves comprehensive immigration reform, he says you would credit that with the Republicans. I mean, why do we keep having this tug of war over who's in, who's out, when the bottom line is, the fact that whether you have people trickling in, people trickling out, you don't know how many are coming in and out of the borders. You know, they're porous. The estimates have been 11 million, as high as 15 million. And they're not doing anything along the fence lines, and especially in some of the Spartan areas where it takes longer to cycle around and actually patrol. So very worrisome, to say the least. And John Boehner, rather, issued a statement that said nobody has spent more time trying to fix the unimaginable system than he was laughing and trying to figure out, you know, what direction to go in, basically. Jay Carney, by the way, said if the House approves comprehensive immigration reform, credit for that will accrue to the Speaker. Okay, great. Bottom line is, you live close to the fence, somebody's got to be there patrolling. Play the cat and mouse game until we figure out which is the right course of action. Immigration honestly, is tearing the Republican Party in half. I mean, tearing it in half, big time. All right, and one last one. I got to say, an attaboy at the end of this. There was a story that maybe some of you read, because I know you send me notes about getting the newspaper and whatnot, but the thing that you might have read is a kid who was kind of a stowaway on a roller coaster who managed to get free at the right time. He skedaddled off the ride, but not before getting some amazing photographs. Stay with us. We're hitting our last stride here, heading for the gates on America Tonight.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Of We Can Count. Yes. Topping We Can Count is this story that, you know, every once in a while something like this crops up and you just kind of, you just kind of shake your head. Let's put it that way. That's all you can do. You kind of shake your head and say, you know, really? Are you serious about this? How did this happen? So the serious are you for sure about this is this one. And here we are again with the Department of Homeland and, you know, Security, Homeland Security. This time they're talking about, did one of the nominees use a position to help Clinton's brother? So just a gently reminder about everything you do comes back to haunt you. What is it? No good deed should go unpunished. Oscar Wilde said that. So they're looking into the man that the president tapped to take over the second highest spot at Department of Homeland Security. And they're doing that for allegedly using his position, they're saying, and power to unfairly obtain visas for foreign investors in a company. run by Hillary Clinton's brother. So how about that? Alejandro Mayorkas, director for the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, was named by Homeland Security Inspector General to take over this, you know, this new role. But now there are a lot of self-doubts that are creeping in, and especially the fact that Alejandro Mayorkas, you know, might be in this situation. We're talking about being a sitting duck and all that kind of stuff. Might be in this situation where he really is a sitting duck unless all hands clear out, if you know what I mean. And they're looking to see what they can ultimately uncover here. And some of the programs and the way they were meted out, that's where truly the problem, I think, arises. But we're just getting sketchy details from my source at Fox News. So federal wildlife folks plan to send hunters to kill barred owls in the Northwest. It's funny, I love the owl. The owl, you know, the wise old man owl and what they stand for, and boy, I just love them. And it's interesting in reading the story what happens next. Here's the plan. The plan is going to cost about $3 million, and it requires a permit under Migratory Bird Treaty Act, which would prohibit anyone from killing non-game birds. So they want to be able to dispatch hunters into forests of the Pacific Northwest starting this fall to shoot one species of owl to protect another that is threatened with extinction. Also, one of the things they'll worry about is they released an environmental review of an experiment to see if the killing barred owls, and that didn't happen, it looks like. Since they were, the northern spotted owls were looking to claim territory that they've been driven out of over the past half century. Boy, that's a lot of time to feel bitter, isn't it? Whew! A lot of time. So anyway, getting back to the gist of this, the plan is expected to raise $3 million and requires a special permit under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, which forbids killing non-game birds. So how about it? If you want to run for president, the one thing you have to do is own up to whatever your mistakes were, because whatever your mistakes were will easily, easily be part of the solution, perhaps. But at least they'd be aware of what's happening in their neck of the woods. So whether it's close to you or someplace further away, doesn't matter. But the, but we know this is similar to things that we've seen in the past. We've seen it. And so the whole thing about history repeating itself, maybe we could say some of what's happening is that. A fire broke out on an evacuated Gulf gas well after a blowout. Check this story out, and you think of some of the things that I've worked around. This one was pretty bad. And remember, we've had other accidents, a lot of them unreported. But if you go and look in the Private of Information Act, you'll find some of the buildings that that I didn't get a chance to go through. So the fire breaks out. A fire breaks out on this Gulf gas well. And what the gist of the story is they confirm that that's happened. It's at the Gulf of Mexico. That's where it is. And Eileen Angelica of the Bureau of Safety and Environmental Enforcement confirmed that the evacuating ring caught way, that there were no immediate reports of injuries, that the drilling rig involved was eventually early when the blowout happens. But to do justice to this story, which I'm not, because it's tough to describe, you have to really look at the photographs, and it's crazy right there in the ocean, four prongs coming up, and then this in the middle of all that with the heavy explanation. How's that? the explanation making a huge difference, without a doubt, without a doubt. There's a strange story about a driver charged with drunkless driving, drunken driving, in a crash that killed the Minnesota newlywed. And this is a crazy, crazy story, which adds to the numbers thing, because you think newlywed and what it means to be newlywed and to be in this position is, just awful. We've seen a few of these in the past, but what happened, he's being held on $250,000 bail. Police say he crashed into a car that was driven by a Minnesota couple that were on their honeymoon in New England, killing the bride and seriously injuring the groom. So Lee Fonda of St. Paul killed Saturday, and her husband, Brian, was injured in this crash. It happened on Route 4 in Rawlingsford, New Hampshire. Brian Priest was hospitalized in fair condition. Imagine his mental state now. The couple was on their way to visit Niagara Falls. Family members say they remember the couple and how it took 12 years for them to start dating. They met at a job at an amusement area inside the giant mall, the Mall of America in Minnesota, and they were friends, and they kept talking and all this other sort of stuff, and it was a sweet, sweet story, and sad that it ended up this way. And, so police say that the guy who fled the scene was finally found. He was hospitalized, but they have him, so he was arraigned at the hospital on charges. The 43-year-old driver was Matthew Sopus, and he was arraigned and at the hospital on charges of negligent homicide, felony driving under the influence of alcohol, and felony conduct after an accident. And it wasn't known if he had a lawyer appointed or whatever. It doesn't matter. But it's very, very sad. It had to be sad for those parents, because, you know, the rule is, or you hope anyway, that parents hope that they die before their children do. And here's a happy moment for both families, and then tragically this happens, and you know, there are no words for that. But it made huge, huge news, and I think part of it was because of how they met, how long it took for them to get together, and then ultimately to have this terrible, terrible thing happen. All right, one more final we can count. And we'll give you a good one here, because it's tough going through all these different stories that I have pulled together. There were a lot of them with numbers in them. This one, a man pleads no contest to a 2006 dam breach in Hawaii that killed 7 people. A retired car dealer, apparently, what he did was, with the car, reckless endangerment, unfortunately, hit the wrong area, causing 7 people to be killed when he scattered off the road. And, it would surprise the people in the area. The victims were killed when the dam broke after he hit it. Millions of gallons of water downstream. Sad, sad, sad.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.